Every daughter's relationship with her mother forms the bedrock of her identity. But what happens when that foundation is built on emotional emptiness? Dr. Carol McBride's groundbreaking work explores the profound wound of being raised by a mother incapable of empathy and unconditional love. This experience creates a persistent feeling that something vital is missing, accompanied by a harsh internal critic constantly whispering, "You're not good enough." A narcissistic mother, consumed by her own emotional needs, sees her daughter not as a separate individual, but as an extension of herself. She expects her daughter to respond to the world exactly as she would. Most damaging is that she never approves of her daughter simply for being herself, the validation desperately needed for developing into a confident woman. Without this maternal mirroring, the daughter learns she has no inherent worth and must earn love by meeting her mother's needs. Narcissism exists on a spectrum, from a few traits to full-blown personality disorder. While clinical narcissistic personality disorder affects an estimated 1.5 million American women, non-clinical narcissism is far more pervasive and equally damaging to daughters caught in its shadow. Narcissistic mothers wound daughters through 10 common dynamics, stingers, that leave lasting psychological imprints into adulthood. The most fundamental stinger involves mothers who never acknowledge daughters as separate people. "My mother saw me as an extension of herself," explains Megan. "She'd introduce me as my daughter, the lawyer, as if my profession was her achievement." This boundary failure impairs identity development. Another devastating stinger makes daughters responsible for their mother's emotions. "If mom was unhappy, it was somehow my fault," shares Rachel. "I learned early that my job was to keep her content, regardless of personal cost." Other stingers include mothers who compete with daughters, criticize constantly, emotionally abandon them, make everything about themselves, practice conditional love, and invade boundaries. Daughters internalize harmful messages like, "I'm not good enough," and "I'm unlovable." McBride identifies 6 maternal narcissism types: the flamboyant extrovert, beloved publicly, feared privately; the accomplishment-oriented mother; the psychosomatic manipulator; substance abusers; secretly mean mothers; and emotionally needy mothers who treat daughters as caregivers. All create environments where daughters learn their worth is conditional and their authentic selves unacceptable. Narcissistic mothers create extreme environments through either overparenting, engulfing, or underparenting, ignoring. Though opposite approaches, both distort a daughter's self-image and create lasting insecurity. The engulfing mother controls every aspect of her daughter's life, dictating clothing, thoughts, and feelings. While appearing exemplary to outsiders, these mothers leave daughters with weakened self-worth. Daughters make decisions solely for maternal approval, struggling later to build authentic adult lives. Ignoring mothers provide neither guidance nor emotional support, consistently dismissing their daughters' feelings. The movie Mermaids illustrates this dynamic with a self-absorbed mother whose daughter pleads, "Mom, I'm not invisible." Some daughters find validation through other supportive adults. Many narcissistic mothers alternate between both engulfing and ignoring behaviors. Effective mothering requires balancing permissiveness with restraint, allowing natural development while respecting a child's talents and feelings, something narcissistic mothers fundamentally cannot provide. Daughters of narcissistic mothers typically respond in 2 ways to the message, "I am valued for what I do, not who I am," becoming high achievers or self-saboteurs. The Mary Marvel high-achieving daughter constantly strives to prove her worth through accomplishment. These daughters become human doings rather than human beings, appearing successful while battling chronic inadequacy. Despite impressive achievements, they never feel good enough, continually seeking external validation and often developing physical ailments from constant pressure. Imposter syndrome haunts these high achievers who remain convinced they're frauds despite evidence of their competence. Even with notable professional success, these women struggle with self-doubt, unable to internalize their accomplishments. Self-sabotaging daughters prove they can't meet impossible maternal expectations by turning anger inward. Without proper nurturing, they develop defense mechanisms, depression, eating disorders, substance abuse, and emotional disorders that mask their pain's origin. Both responses represent attempts to manage the same core wound, the belief that one's authentic self is fundamentally unworthy of love. Daughters of narcissistic mothers often seek to fill emotional voids through inappropriate relationships, unconsciously choosing partners based on distorted love, viewing love as transactional rather than unconditional, which leads to dependency patterns. We're naturally drawn to the familiar, recreating our mother-daughter dynamics romantically. Overachievers typically find partners needing caretaking, applying their well-practiced maternal skills. These daughters feel secure with dependent partners who seem less likely to abandon them. The dependent daughter seeks partners to fill her emotional void, initially experiencing a honeymoon phase where her partner seemingly fulfills all unmet childhood needs. However, relationships deteriorate as her overwhelming demands and insecurities become suffocating. Some become loners, abandoning relationships entirely after repeated failures, believing themselves too damaged for healthy connections. Whether they leave or are left, these daughters experience profound shame over failed relationships, a pervasive feeling encompassing their entire being, unlike guilt, which attaches only to specific actions. Recovery begins with reclaiming emotions and enhancing self-awareness through three steps: understanding the problem, processing related feelings, and implementing behavioral changes. Most people try to skip confronting past trauma and grief, the middle step, despite it being the most crucial. Accepting that your mother may be incapable of genuine love is difficult but necessary. Understanding that narcissists lack capacity for authentic empathy, like expecting a toddler to read at college level, helps free you from cycles of disappointment by letting go of unrealistic expectations. Becoming authentic requires psychologically separating from your mother as an adult. This separation develops your internal emotional psyche and builds resilience to criticism while maintaining your sense of self. After years of being molded to your mother's desires, you must strengthen your internal mother, your own nurturing voice that provides the validation your biological mother couldn't, by identifying your genuine preferences, passions, and values. After your self-healing work, you must decide how to manage your relationship with your unchanged mother. If she has narcissistic personality disorder, she likely won't change. So determine if continued contact is worth the emotional cost. Some mothers are simply too toxic for ongoing contact. Many daughters disconnect completely to protect themselves, while others maintain limited, civil connections with light, polite interactions. Setting boundaries means clearly stating what you will and won't accept. Be firm but kind when establishing limits and remove yourself if they aren't respected. Recovery means viewing yourself with inner knowing and love, replacing childhood anxiety with gratitude for your journey. You recognize valuable lessons that came even through trauma, take responsibility for your life, and step from the shadows of an anxious childhood into the sunshine of confidence. The greatest gift is breaking this legacy. By healing your wounds, you transform your life and ensure the pattern stops with you, creating a new legacy of authentic love for generations to come.